And we're jumping right back into our talk with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. And this is part two, continued from our last outdoor report. Well, how about the ice conditions? What have you been hearing? I mean, it's been fairly warm, which sometimes can be a blessing in disguise because the snow gets knocked down and it refreezes. But in the meantime, it can get really sloppy on top of the ice.
Yeah, some of the lakes I'm hearing are just awful. When I was out on Indian, conditions were actually really good. I heard that Teal wasn't bad at all.
Really? Okay.
But after tomorrow, who knows?
Yeah, well, tomorrow's kind of a game changer. The forecast temperature keeps going up and up and up. Right now, I'm looking at 45 for a high temp tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to make a mess of every lake, that's for sure.
Put your waders on.
Great for the rivers, though.
Well, that's where I wanted to go. I wanted to talk about your river fishing and what you're hearing. I'm still getting good reports, and I don't want to say great, but, a one fish day in February is just fine. So, you're happy with that. At least most of the river fishermen I know are, and that's what I'm kind of hearing. It's fairly decent for February, and there's a lot of open water.
Yeah, the guys I've talked to, I've been getting 1 to 3 fish a day. That's pretty good for February steelhead.
Are they saying anything about river levels or clarity or anything like that?
They did get muddy, with last weekend's warm-up. Some of them got a stain to it.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
No, I think it brought some fish in, and things should be stabilizing here, but I think tomorrow is going to do the same thing, which if we get a little bit of melt and possibly some snow, the river mouth should turn on.
Right. What do you recommend for those that might be chasing fish at the river mouths in Lake Superior?
I would put one line out with spawn and cast Cleos with the other.
And have you heard anything about colors at all?
No, nothing color specific. Most of the guys I've talked to, everyone's using something different, and they're all working. Jigs and waxies and spawn have been the most popular, but I've talked to guys that have got them on flies, spoons, spinners, just whatever you want to use.
Now, when you say spawn, are you talking actual spawn bags, or is there anybody just rolling single eggs at all?
Only spawn bags. Okay. I haven't heard of anyone using singles.
All right. Well, anything else you want to throw in? You got any specials going on in the shop there?
Well, I will be discounting all my winter gear shortly, so look for that. That'll happen within the next couple weeks. I still got a pretty good amount of ice fishing tackle, so if you want to get a good deal on a tip-up or some jigging wraps, got plenty in stock still.
Nice. And you still doing your fly tying nights?
Yep, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Nick from Superior Outfitters, sure appreciate you sharing the information as always.
Yep, have a good one.
This is The Outdoor Show.